When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
You're now listening to The Check-In with Black Menswear, and I'm your host, Neandre Broussard, CEO and founder of Black Menswear. It's unfortunate that black men have had to fight negative perceptions that not only make our personal journeys more difficult, but directly impact the wider African-American community. On The Check-In, we provide proof against these stereotypes by discussing engaging topics that uplift our community through interviews of inspiring individuals with stories of rags to riches, defeat to victory, and just downright interesting stuff you'll want to hear. Although Black Menswear was birthed out of a love for men's fashion and style, that love has blossomed into one of the internet's foremost communities for men to gain encouragement, inspiration, and of course, style and swag tips. We've literally gone viral over and over again for our flash mobs. Now, you ain't gotta be black to listen to this podcast, but you do have to keep an open mind and have a desire to be a part of something to change the narrative. Thanks for tapping in. This is The Check-In with Black Menswear.
Hey, we're here on The Check-In. This is Neandre Broussard, the founder of Black Menswear. I'm honored, man. I'm honored to have a living R&B legend with me in the man of Tank here on The Check-In with us today, man. You said it a couple times, but I'm going to ask you again, bro. How are you doing
awesome.
Today?
I mean, you know the people have spoken, the music is in the streets, and it is performing
yes,
well, and people are performing well to the music. You know, preferably won't nobody be calling me about no child support. And
if I wasn't actually in the act, we should be fine. Oh, man. Well, yeah, it's good, man. Congratulations. 10th album. Like that's longevity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's longevity. Respect has to be given.
Yeah. You know, it's just been, it's been good work, man. You know, I've always been, just happy to put out the good content and do my best and, you know, give it to the people and just let them, you know, indulge in it how they see fit. And, you know, it's been a blessing to be able to do it. I mean, this long, 22 years, you know, you wake up one day and you want to be something and you look up and realize you've been that for 22 years. And so it's like, now it's about what's next, but you know, I'm still living in the moment of, you know, dropping this final album and getting more, creating more moments around this album so people can really get
absolutely.
The story.
Absolutely. Now, man. And that's a great, you know, you put it up like 22 years. Like, first of all, people don't stay at one thing for like a year. You talk about 22, like it takes a consistent grind to do that. What would you say for you over this longevity of a career? What would you say for you was the thing that woke you up in the morning, sent you to the studio, picked up the pen and kept going versus a lot of people don't survive that long?
I mean, it wasn't a job for me. It wasn't something that was conditional. It wasn't based on, how much money I make or how much fame I get or anything trivial, like, you know what I'm saying? Like anything surface, like I love music, you know, I love to play music. I love to sing music. I love to write music. I love to produce music. And for me, existing in music in any capacity would have been fine for me or has been fine for me. You know what I mean? Like even as Tank, I've sang backgrounds for people. Even as Tank, I've just played the keyboard for people, just, you know, filled in wherever I was needed, you know. So when it comes to music, all of it is a prideless venture. There's not a thing I won't do when it comes to music. And so with it being that pure for me, you know, that's been the sustaining power because money has been high. Money has been low. You know what I'm saying? Fame has been high. Fame has been low. You know, the same security that used to work for me, it's at one point. Wouldn't let me in the club. You know what I'm saying? So it could be based on that because, you know, all of those things at some point have left me. But you know, the love for what I do, that is the thing that is sustaining.
Yeah, the passion, yeah. Right? The passion is what pushes your purpose and helps you to, again, to your point, to keep going. Because that's actually like probably the key ingredient to it. Because most people, they're not passionate about it. They're like, you have one bad day, absolutely. Like you say, you're like, man,
if you just
get this, I'm
if you're just looking to make money, you know what I'm saying? And this and this gig right here, you know what I'm saying, is getting slow and drying up. Okay, well, let me find another way to get this paper. You know what I'm saying? Or are you looking for interaction or you know, on your or fame on your on your social medias? Then okay, this algorithm is tapped out. Let me go find another algorithm. You know what I'm saying?
And
more of a science than a passion. You know what I'm saying? That's more of a skill than a passion. Like, you know, this thing right here that we do, you know, from an artistic standpoint, to really be able to create this art on a day to day basis. I mean, that's love, man.
Yeah. No, it is. I like that, bro. And I appreciate that. As you think about, you know, the stages of the journey, right? So let's go back to 2000, 2001, you know what I'm saying? That's when I, me and my wife, we was laughing about this. My wife was like, shoot, Tank, you know, I'm singing, his songs in middle school, getting in trouble. Like my parents like, what you know about that? You know, we, you know, going back to, you know, early 2000s, man. But just for you, like, at what point did you feel successful, right? At what point, because I know you're passionate about the music and you've had some very, very successful moments, right? At what point for you was it like, I'm in my lane?
I think, you know, if I go back with you to 2000, 2001, 2002, you know, having that first hit record with Maybe I Deserve definitely says you're here. You know what I mean? You're in the building. Being on big shows with, you know, some of the biggest guys in the business and hearing from some of the biggest people in the business, you know, them giving you love and just kind of, you know, giving you that confidence and that stamp that you know, you're here, you've arrived is great, you know, and then falling on tough times after the second album with One Man, you know what I mean? Is like, okay, am I really here? You know what I'm saying? Am I really here to stay is the question. And so, you know, going from 2002 to 2007, being off the grid and really just only writing and producing, but running into all of these, you know, artists that I'm writing and producing for and them saying, Tank, I'm like, oh my God, you're one of my favorite, you know, going through times with the, you know, a Jamie Foxx, a Chris Brown, a Trey Songz, all these guys, you know what I'm saying? Meeting all these people, you know, and then being like, you don't know that you're,
For sure.
And that helped me understand it. But then putting out that Sex, Love, and Pain project, that's where I was like, okay, I'm a guy. I'm a real guy, and I'm gonna probably be doing this, you know, as long as I want to do it, as long as I continue to do it well. That's when it hit me. Yeah,
for sure. So I think that was like freshman year in college for me. I remember that.
I was out of the colleges in 2007.
Oh yeah, bro, that was right around college. I know exactly when that album came out, bro.
With that album, I did Howard Homecoming, my first time headlining Howard Homecoming.
That was really big
for me, really big.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
The hometown stamp.
Yeah. So what for you then, as you looked at, you know, kind of look back as well, like what was probably one of your biggest obstacles you had to overcome? Right. You don't get through 22 years on a smooth, you know, I mean, you already said, you know, ups and downs from a musical perspective. What was probably one of your biggest obstacles that got you to where you are today?
Not taking any of it personal. That was my biggest hurdle because, you know, as creatives, like, you know, you're negotiating with your heart. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't mean to, but this is what I was designed to do. This is not just, you know, it's not just a job. Like this is what I breathe. This is embedded in my DNA. This is part of my blood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you feel like people are playing with that out of emotions, you can say and do the wrong things. You know what I mean? When you start taking things personal and feeling like it's an attack on you personally, then you don't realize that the business of music is sometimes what dictates these things that don't go in your favor. You know what I mean? Regardless right. of how talented you are, regardless of how you feel about your right. success, and regardless of how, you know, your maybe small cult followings of fans may feel, the business says yeah. something different. Here are the numbers. And this and this is yeah. why we're not yeah. going to give you that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, you know, you fall into your emotional bag. Y'all hating on me. Y'all don't want to see a real one win. You know what? It's up. It's on. Yeah. Wait till I see you. Wait till I see you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
So yeah. you fall into that yeah. space. And so I had to learn that, you know, if they're not going to spend that extra $100,000 to market me, why aren't they? You know what I'm saying? And once I understand the why, how can I get them to do it? What can I do for myself to make them believe that they should spend that extra $100,000 on putting me in my name in the right places? And that was a hard, that was a tough adjustment.
But it's good that you learned a lesson though, bro. Like a lot of times, like understanding it and saying, okay, well, shoot, instead of me sitting, to your point, sitting here and just being a negative Nancy about everything, you're like, okay, well, shoot, who do they give it to and why they give it to them? Now let me understand what that was. Oh, okay, I'm marketable in that way as well. Let me just show them. And like, again, that goes back to that longevity of career.
Show them. I'm an athlete too. Yeah. So I'm an ultimate competitor. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to try to figure out a way. I'm like, they in there? How do I get in there? What you got? What are the requirements? Who you got to know? Like,
for sure.
You know
what I'm
saying? And so that's part of your due diligence. You know what I'm saying? Like the gift. Oh, that's only one part of it. That's only 30% of it. You know what I'm saying? The rest is real information that you have to study and learn. You know, have to ask those questions.
Yeah.
You have to read those pieces of the contract that don't just have the money on it. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to get into the nuances of the business, you know, as well in order to be able to navigate that side of it.
Yeah, I think that all comes with understanding where you're at and understanding the steps and stages to get to the next place that you want to be, like having a goal in mind versus a lot of times, a lot of folks and I speak with a lot of entrepreneurs and, you know, it's like, well, I want to be here, but like, what are the steps to get there? Like, how am I, you know, getting from this rung on the ladder to the next rung, and you got to have at least a vision in place, like at least have that goal and focus. And then along the way, like you say, cultivate the knowledge through it too. Right. So if I can understand in order for me to get here and then I implement that, I take lessons, then, you know, we'll all be better for it.
And understand time, the time that goes along with that, because, you know, we always say Rome wasn't built in a day. And are you built for how many days it's going to take to build that Rome?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So as you build these plans and you have these goals, you know, understand that, you know, one goal may take a little bit more time than you anticipated or you may even want it.
Right.
But it still shouldn't change the mission. You know, just stay the course. You know what I'm saying? If all things are going to try to come and derail you and get you off of the road that you're traveling, we're going to stay on this road and we're going to see what it gets us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, thinking that way, right? You know, you're a little bit mature today than you were 10 years ago. What's one lesson that you would tell yourself 10 years ago?
10 years ago? Save it. Yeah. Am I 46? 36? No, I was doing good. I'm saving 36. Okay, hold on. Let me think about that again. Let me think about it again. 36. Wow, that's a good one. I've been kind of here since 36.
So it's 36.
We might have to go back a few more years.
Okay, let's do 15. Let's do 15.
Then I'd say save it. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You always think that the next check is coming. You always, you know, a lot of times, well, most times in this business, I'm going to say 95% of the time, you spend based on what you think is coming in, not based on what you have. And I tell a lot of guys, listen, okay, you got that big check right there right now. Okay. So balance that big check. You know what I'm saying? Cut that big check up to where it can last you for the next 2-3 years, just in case. Just set a foundation for yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else that comes in,
right,
play with it. Have a good time. You know what I'm saying? But set yourself up to where you're not under pressure, under any kind of pressure, for the next 2-3 years. And as more comes in, add more years to that setup. Just add more years to that setup. You know what I'm saying? Like, tours get canceled. People want songs and say they about to buy it, and then, oh, we changed our mind. You know, they have you for a role, and then they call you last minute, oh, we're going to go in another direction. You know what I'm saying? Like, these things happen, are commonplace in this business. And if you start counting that cash before it clears your account, you are going to be in trouble. Trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Yeah. Yes, that's sound advice. Yeah. Straight up. Yeah. Now that's a really good one to know. And that's one thing that I've been learning too. So aside from Black Menswear, my corporate history has all been in financial services. And man, being a brother in that space, I come in to have so many conversations with people, and even the foundations and the fundamentals of what other people know, we don't even know. And for me, it's mind blowing. But then it's not mind blowing, because when I think about, I mean, again, you think about the conversation we had as children with our parents, and it was, it wasn't that. It was make sure you make yourself home, stay out of trouble. Like
it wasn't financial it's literacy. It wasn't steps. It wasn't balancing a checkbook. It wasn't none of that. So it's like,
as you're in finance,
like you're understanding it in a completely different way. Like, you're completely pulling back the veil. You know what I'm saying, on what finance means. But to the person who's not in finance, who just has an account and is just, you know, trying to figure out how to pay the bills monthly, doesn't understand, you know, the things that you know. And so that information has to become, it has to become popular. You know what I'm saying? It has to become as much in demand, you know, as everything else you want, you know, as those interactions you want on Instagram. You should want to understand your finances just as much.
Right. Facts. Like, it's the pressure that comes with that just in itself, to your point. Like, if I can have that leverage and that leeway, this is for anybody in any industry, right? Saving, just save. Because if I know I'm okay, when something happens, like I'm in a bad spot, I have the ability to actually take my time and find something that I can do more revenue out of, right? Versus now I'm in a whole situation, I got a desperate times call for desperate measures, and now you're doing whatever, you know, whatever it takes. And so now I love that you put that out there from that layer, from that level.
Listen, there's something to people who can operate under duress and, you know what I mean, under pressure, and you have to be able to perform, you know, in those circumstances. But who wants to, right? Who wants to have to do that?
Right.
Who wants to have to make that decision to do something they absolutely just don't want to do, just because they're in survival mode? You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a tough spot to be in. So, you know, do your best not to get there, so that the decisions you make can be level-headed decisions that actually benefit you, you know, rather than just, you know, sustain you. You know what I mean? Like, you want to thrive in every decision you make. You want to. So the goal is to, you know, thrive in most of the decisions that you make.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You speak like a brother that's been through some things and got himself a little level headed. So I appreciate you coming from the heart, fam. Yeah. Yeah. So now, again, 10th album, you know, is out, R&B Money. You know, I listened to it actually probably about 3 or 4 times already. Just cause again, bro, it brings back the nostalgia of, like, I love some of the samples that you pulled into from some older joints, as well as, you know, just the vocals you got, bro. It's going to run an album, period. And then the feature that you brought into it, man, definitely appreciate you. I feel like that was a classic Tank album from the sound of it, right? Just the way that you curated everything specifically for this album. What was the mindset going into this one to make the story that you made with this album?
I wanted it to be uninterrupted. You know what I mean? And I thought about all of the albums, you know, that I used to listen to, the Guy albums and the New Edition albums and the Jodeci albums and, you know, all of those what I call expensive R&B moments. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And yeah.
What
yeah,
was
yeah,
expensive
yeah.
about it was the life that you can connect to those songs, like the time and place and people that you can connect
yeah.
to those songs, man. It's just it's priceless. Absolutely priceless yeah. when you think about where you were and what you were doing the first time Forever My Lady came on. You know what I'm saying? It's just just priceless
right.
the first time when you heard End of the Road. Like I remember singing End of the Road at my cousin's school. What was the school called? I can't think of the school in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And they were having a town.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
On a show, and I just went to their school because my girlfriend at the time went to that school, and my cousin taught music at the school. And so I just went up there, and they was like, you should come on stage and sing with them. You know, these guys are dope. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can sing End of the Road. And I got up there and played the piano and sang End of the Road with the guys from that school, and we ended up becoming real good friends and singing together and all of that. So, like, You just never forget that. You know what I mean? Like you never forget that. And so I wanted at least the first three quarters of my album to have that essence to it. Like uninterrupted time and place, who you were with, you'd be able to connect these songs in this moment of this album to that. To somewhere wherever you were in 2022. When one of those songs plays from the first half of this album, you're going to be like, oh, man, I was at such and such, man. I was in Magic City, man. It was going down. You wouldn't believe. I had some lemon pepper wings, some Lou Williams wings, man. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I was at Mastro's with a little baddie. You know, she was feeling me. You know what I'm saying? And then we turned the tank on, like, you know. I wanted that first three quarters of the album just dedicated to that because that's why I fell in love with R&B music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's the most expensive part are the experiences that you have to R&B music that, you know, you want to be connected to. There has to be some emotion in the music. There has to be some conviction in the music, man. It has to be. That's the way you're able to tear into that time space. And, you know, that was the goal. That was the goal.
Yeah, no, I think you've done it. And then I like the balance of some of the new upbeat waves of R&B that you've added to it as well. I like how you brought back the I Deserve to close it out because you know say so you got to start
circle.
With that and then finish that on
full
the back.
Circle.
Yeah, full circle.
It's just like you know people don't get it twisted. I mean you know the old man does turn up. You know what I'm saying? The old man does. You know he is in some of these places where you know the twerk is happening. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. I'm there. You know I'm a fixture. They know my name. So, you know, I always got to get a little bit of that in just to let them know, you know, don't get it twisted.
For sure. For sure. Now you say no more albums. I'm assuming you're still gonna keep writing, keep producing.
Yeah. Build the label. Okay. Got to build the new artists, the new producers, the new songwriters, the new singers. gotta build that space. Gotta hold that gate, because, you know, we actually don't have any gatekeepers right now that are actually from the cloth, that have actually had the experience. Yeah, right. And we need that. Right. We need to be able to curate that. We need somebody that can say, no, the next single's the one. Like, if you don't have a music person thinking on the behalf of D'Angelo, you never get to Untitled. You never do.
Yeah.
Because, right. you know, you've given up right. on the project. You've lost on two singles. Ah, we just don't have it. The bottom line isn't making sense. But a musical person who's in charge is going to say, no, we got one more shot at it. This is special. Let's make sure we get to that. And then you have Untitled, one of the greatest R&B songs of all time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So. Now, I for somebody that's trying to get into the industry and, you know, from a label perspective, what are you looking for in an artist, right? I know there's different things. I'm sure you come across people that can sing, right, and sing well. But what puts somebody really where they want to be that's different? As an artist.
Of course, the ingredients are, you know, talent for sure. I mean, there is, you know, whether you're a singer, whether you're a stylist in terms of a singer, if you're a writer and a singer, if you're a producer and a writer and a singer, if you're a performing artist, you dance and you do all of the ancillary things that go along with being an artist. All of that is, you know, looking for all of that. You know what I'm saying? That has to be part of the package. Yeah. But more importantly, it's the work ethic, right? Who wants to work? Because that is the difference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we can use DJ Khaled, for instance. Like DJ Khaled is a product of hustle. You know what I'm saying? Yes, he's dope on the turntables. He's a great DJ. But he doesn't rap or sing or make beats. No. All of that he's able to curate is all hustle. It's all hustle. It's all branding. It's all making sure he's in your face every day, giving you the tagline. God did. Every day. And you're God did.
Right.
God did.
God did.
I like what Drake's like. Sure. I like what Drake likes. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's willing to do the work, that kind of work? You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that makes the difference. You know, a lot of times, like, you know, the gigs that I would get over other people that were probably bigger than me and had bigger records than me was the fact that they knew that I was going to come in. I was going to do the work. I was going to come to their radio stations. You know what I'm saying? Do their interviews. I was going to go do the luncheon with 20 winners. I was going to take all the pictures, have a good time with them. And then I was going to go do the concert for them. And then after the concert, I was going to take more pictures with the VIPs that had won tickets to the concert. And then I was going to go to the after party. And like, they knew Tank was going to do the work.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And that was the difference in me and my career. I want to sign artists who are not only talented, but the ones who want to do the work.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, you know, to that point, though, I feel like those that do the work, the results are received like 10 times better because they understand it's a payoff of the work. Not just, oh, I just got here because, you know, I'm
I've been on the back end. I've been building myself for a long time. Yeah. Like the back end is real when you work. When you don't, of course, there's nothing in the pipeline. But when you going door to door, knocking on them doors, you know what I'm saying? You're going mall to mall, you know what I'm saying? City to city. You're going to look up and 6 months from now, you're like, whoa, these numbers look crazy. I had no idea. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I like that. That's the reap the benefit. Shoot. Now I got two more questions for you, brother, and I'll let you get back to your world tour of
the R&B money.
put this album out, R&B money, baby. I like to ask this question to all my guests, right? So if you had one billboard, or there's one billboard, you got one message to put on this billboard, what would your message be to the world? It can be a singular phrase, a word. It can be a phrase. It can be a couple sentences. But what would your message be to the world?
One billboard. Wow, that's a good one. Let me see, because I always like to be poetic. You know,
it's the artist my in word. You.
It's always a lyric. Wow, Wow, I got a good one. Only work for what you love.
Hmm. See, it took you that amount of time to say it, but you don't realize you've basically laid that entire thing out with all of what you've been talking about today.
Only work for what you love. And so, you know, what that means is that, you know, there are small jobs and, you know, jobs that'll hold you over within the thing that you love, but it still keeps you within proximity of the thing you love.
Yeah.
So even though you have to take these odd and end jobs until you get to where you want within what you love, you're still in the thing that you love. You're still building within the thing you love.
Right.
So, you know, that. Only work for what you love. Yeah.
No, I like that. I like that. And then I think that just the value of, again, how you didn't know I was going to ask you that question, but again, everything that you've said today narrows down into that soon as the way that you live your life, bro. So thank you for being real and honest with us, because I could tell that the two are lying because of that answer. Now again, man. So with you again, 10th album, where all you got traveling going up right now? I know you're on the go.
It's just, you know, we are taking the approach that, you know, a lot of people have a 1 week or 2 week plan or 1 month plan. You know what I'm saying? When they drop an album, we have a year plan. We're going to be rocking and promoting this and dropping music and content and, you know, going to different cities and all of that for the next year. You know what I'm saying? Good luck not hearing about R&B money for the next year and some change.
There you go.
The promo is real. And so we're just going to continue to, press people about, you know, understanding the value in buying the music versus streaming the music. The educational part of it we'll still be doing, you know, as well as creating a really dope up close and personal moment in terms of touring with the music.
What's up, everyone? It's Boss Britt.
And it's DJ Excel.
If you're a fan of the queer culture and lifestyle, then be sure to check out and subscribe to The No Homo Show.
We're a show that shares true stories that are uncut, funny, relatable, and of course, gay from a lesbian's perspective.
That's right. Brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network.
Music, you know, so all of that. We're going to do all of that. All of that is absolutely necessary for this project.
No, I'm excited to see. I know you got some great teammates on your team. Shout out Sydney, man, for getting this together. But I think that man, a legend in the game, two legends, Tank and Sydney. So shout out to Sydney, man. That brother's been amazing to us as a Black Menswear kind of family member. Putting us on game and spitting knowledge. Like, he drops knowledge like it's nothing. And so I just appreciate him. Man, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for this album. Again, it's R&B Money. I streamed it. I downloaded it on iTunes. I know you can find it on iTunes. You can find it on a lot of places, but make sure you guys get it. Tap into it, listen to it. Once you listen to it and you like it, go on Tank's Instagram and get in his comments. Say, "Yo, album was fire." Pick whatever posted there. Just put the album was fire on the comments as well. But Tank, man, we appreciate you spending your time with us today, tapping into the Black Menswear audience here on the Tech In. And man, again, peace, love to you, blessings, and I hope all is very successful.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you guys, man.
Thank you for listening to the Check-In with Black Menswear. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend about it. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Black Menswear. Check out and subscribe to the Black Menswear YouTube channel. And visit us online at www.weareblackmenswear.com to join the mailing list for ongoing updates for the Black Menswear Flash Mob Tour. Peace and blessings.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.